who does what in an emergency. Different agencies work together to manage emergencies and keep people safe. Most small emergencies are managed by the relevant emergency service. For example, Fire and Emergency New Zealand manage building fires. New Zealand also has small to medium scale events caused by natural hazards like floods. Your local council or Civil Defence Emergency Management Group manages these. Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups are made up of the city and district councils in a region. There are 16 Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups in New Zealand. Find your local Civil Defence Emergency Management CDEM group at www.civildefence.govt.nz. Outside of emergencies, Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups help build more resilient communities. This includes 1. Working to reduce risks and hazards communities face. 2. Planning for emergency responses. And 3. Leading recovery after a significant event. Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups work closely with 1. Emergency services. 2. Government departments. 3. Iwi. 4. Providers of essential services such as power, communications and gas. And 5. Others who help people and communities in emergency responses. Each Civil Defence Emergency Management Group has a Civil Defence Emergency Management Plan. The plan must include 1. Which hazards and risks the Civil Defence Emergency Management Group will manage, 2. How they will be managed, and 3. Strategic planning for recovery from hazards and risks. Some emergencies need extra coordination across services. In this case, a state of local emergency can be declared. A state of local emergency gives the relevant Civil Defence Emergency Management Group special powers to deal with the emergency. In a state of local emergency, the relevant Civil Defence Emergency Management Group manages the response to the emergency. This involves 1. Coordinating other emergency services. 2. Making sure temporary accommodation, food and water are available. 3. Making sure access to dangerous areas is properly controlled. And 4. Providing regular public information messages. Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups may also help sometimes when there is not a declared state of emergency. For very large emergencies, the Minister for Emergency Management and Recovery can declare a state of national emergency. In this case, the Director of Civil Defence Emergency Management assumes control. The National Emergency Management Agency manages the response. Transition periods supports a seamless transition from an emergency response to recovery from the emergency event. Transition periods can happen whether a state of emergency has been declared or not. Transition periods give Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups special powers to help the early part of recovery. The National Emergency Management Agency outside of emergencies promotes greater resilience to disasters. It also oversees New Zealand's emergency management system. It ensures the system is operating as expected and identifies opportunities for improvement. The National Emergency Management Agency supports local, regional and national understanding and coordination. This includes among government, iwi, local government and private and community organisations. The National Emergency Management Agency 1. Identifies hazards and risks of national significance. 2. Provides guidance to Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups and others on emergency management. And 3. Monitors the performance of Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups. Find out more about the National Emergency Management Agency at www.civildefence.govt.nz. You might need to access a Civil Defence Centre, Community-Led Centre or marae in an emergency. Civil Defence Centres, CDC, offer a safe place in local communities where people can go for help during an emergency. They are run by Civil Defence Emergency Management staff and volunteers. In an emergency, if you cannot stay at home or with family or friends, you can evacuate to a Civil Defence Centre. Some areas in New Zealand have a list of Civil Defence Centres on their website. others will open a building as a civil defence centre depending on the emergency. In some areas of New Zealand, a civil defence centre can be called a welfare centre or a community emergency centre. Community-led centres can be places that the community identifies before an emergency. All communities might open and run a community-led centre depending on the emergency. At a community-led centre, you can 1. Ask for and offer help by sharing skills and resources among your community. 2. Share and find information about what's happening in your area. And 3. Start organising the cleanup of your community. Your centre is run by the people in your local community without official assistance. There are no supplies, food, water or blankets stored because these things are often already in your own homes and in the community. Community-led centres can work with the Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups for advice and support before and during emergencies. Some communities don't use a physical building. They provide support through networks of people. Depending on where you live, a community-led centre can be called a 1. Community Hub. 2. Community Emergency Hub. 3. Community Response Hub, Manaaki Hub/Centre. Or 4. Sector Post. Marae are often a place for whānau and the wider community to come together in times of need. Marae sometimes act as community-led centres. They play an important role in an emergency. They serve as trusted community centres providing essential services like 1. Food, 2. Shelter, and 3. Care for both Māori communities and the wider public. Marae provides support and cultural safety through the expression of manaakitanga, hospitality, and kotahitanga, unity. Adapted in 2026 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland.